Hello, hello, how are you doing, Mrs. Nicknam? Thank you so much because of the great recording that you had. And I talk about this subject twice, once for Mrs. Samin, and of course, the second one was for Ms. Nassim. So, but since that you mentioned two things, I want to talk about them. The first one was the meaning we give to our bad experiences. That's exactly true. Everything comes from our head, our mind, right? So we have thoughts, how we can see things. For example, I had the same experience, I can say that last year. Yeah. After a year before last year, I think, because I had a problem with my arm and my wrist, and I couldn't pick up anything. I was so depressed because I couldn't go to gym and work out. I was so depressed because I was losing the muscles that I've gained through 4 years of exercising, and that was very disappointing. So I was so focused on the things that I've been losing. So instead of just focusing on them, one day I decided to learn English. I said, just okay, let's learn English. I had no idea how to do it, so I did some researches, and then I found out how to do it, and I learned a lot. Okay, so the rest is history, so you guys know it. So, and then after I use English, after I learn English, and at the moment I'm using English to make money, I found out that switching my vision, my way of seeing the bad experience, bad thing that happened in my life, helped me in many ways. So at the moment I have a job. I can say that I'm happy at the moment, more happy than I've ever been up until now. So I can say yes. I don't have much money in my bank account, but I have a little bit of money to, be able to be healthy. Okay, so if some disease comes to my body, I know how to deal with it. I have that much money, so I can say that yes, I am happy right now because I changed the vision I had, the way I was seeing the bad experience. At first, I was so disappointed. I was just too focused. Oh my God, what? Why this happened to me? I was just constantly saying to myself, right? But then I switched my way of seeing that bad experience, and then I decided to learn English, and here I am. So I'm using English to make a living. Okay, so and the second one was the motivation. You talk about a motivation. You talked about doing something that helps us, and of course help other people. So it's a great motivation. Recently, I can say it recently, it was about 2 months ago, I watched a video from Elliot Hulse, and he talked about this. Someone asked him that, okay, I want to go and run a marathon. The marathon race will give a bonus. They will give some price, some money. It was about $4 million. So the person was asking Elliot, I have lots of money, but I like to participate in this marathon, but I don't have the motivation to go and exercise and have some hard work to be able to race and win the race. Elliot Hulse says something. He said that, okay, the prize won't give you the motivation. Why? Because you are rich. when you wake up, you have your parents to give you, you know, to prepare your breakfast, you have them. And you have the money, you have the car, you have the house. So you don't care about money. So don't think about the price, okay? He said something. He said, if a dog follows you, if a dog follows you and tries to bite you, what would you do? You would do and won't stop. You would run and you won't stop until that dog quit biting you. So he said that this kind of motivation is needed. Or try to find a motivation more than yourself. Because money is, it's not something that you can pursue. You can have a motivation to achieve it. He said that, and gave an example. He said that, for example, a person from Indonesia or Venezuela tried to do this. That person, because they have no house, they have no food. If you ask them to participate in that race, they will do it, because they're doing it for their parents, for themselves, for their house, for their safety. They're doing it for their family, because they have something to look at, right? So they have the motivation. But you can't use the prize because you are rich. You have everything. So instead of that, do it for someone else. Do it for the people that need the money, okay? You want to participate in that marathon. You know that you don't need the money. So do it for someone else. And of course, you'll be ready. You will prepare yourself for the marathon and you will be more healthy, of course. As Victor Franklin said, the happiness is a byproduct, right? So you do something, you think about other people, and happiness comes with it. It's a byproduct. You help other people, but the happiness comes with it. It's a byproduct. Exactly like Elliot Hulse said that, okay? He said that too. So he said that go and look for the motivation to help other people, and then you will be able to have the motivation to go and participate in this that marathon race. And since you're doing it for other people, you will do your best and maybe you win the race. So that was very appealing to me. I liked that. I liked it very much, because that was truth. And I read it somewhere, right? We have this motivation. Someone suggested us, Victor Franklin, and of course AJ Hogue in Power English. So that was why that was so interesting to me. So I was so appealed by that, attracted by that, I can say. So I talk a lot. I'm sorry again. When I try to talk, I don't know why I talk a lot. And sorry about that, sorry. And I have to say thank you. It's been a while that I haven't heard from you. And it's a good thing that at the moment I can hear your voice again. Since you have some experience, you're very educated. And we all give you lots of respect. So why not? Why not record and share your opinion with us? I myself appreciate it. So thank you so much, Mrs. Nicknam. And I hope to hear more from you, and see ya.